Kiss 95.1. Catching cheaters. Damn. With the War of the Roses.
Tracy, you're in kind of a new relationship, but you think your boyfriend is cheating on you and you just have this feeling?
I'm not for sure, but I think it might be. It's kind of a hearsay sort of thing. We've been together about 6 months, met in June, and just been all over each other since. And apparently, I found out from a mutual friend that he has an ex-girlfriend there that he's actually cheated on other girlfriends here with her.
So where is he going?
Back home to Ohio for Christmas or Thanksgiving and holidays.
And I'm assuming that in this short time that you've been dating since June, you've never gone home with him.
No, and I wasn't invited or anything either.
Which, you've only been together 6 months.
Right, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, and also, Tracy, we kind of expected for there to be an ex there. I mean, that's where he's from, you know?
But she said that the ex, that he cheated with her on a couple of other girls here. Right? Now you said,
how did you find that information out?
We have a mutual friend, Lindsay, and she told me that I just need to kind of watch out when he goes back up there because he's done this before and cheated on other girlfriends.
What's her name?
Brittany.
Brittany, okay.
Huh. That's strange. That's strange.
Well, I mean, you know what? Loren, make it a nice, Thanksgiving. Like, hey, this would be perfect for the romantic person in your life during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's find out who he sends it to. Don't say anything, Tracy, till we hear what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dial him up, Roy.
All right. Here we go. Call in the cell, Loren.
Hello?
Hey, may I please speak to Aaron?
This is Aaron.
Hey, Aaron. My name's Kara. I'm calling from Flowers for You. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling with some good news. One of your friends bought a dozen red roses from us, and we are in the middle of our give one, get one promotion for Thanksgiving. And so your friend recommended you to get the other dozen of beautiful red roses. They're romantic roses, and it's probably sweet to send them for Thanksgiving.
Huh. That's cool.
All right. Do you have someone that you'd like to send these to?
Can you send these out of state?
We sure can. We can send them anywhere in the U.S.
Really? All right. Yeah, I have someone in mind.
Okay. Let me just pull up the page here. What is that person's name?
Her name is Brittany.
Okay. And I have a romantic card to go with Brittany's beautiful red roses. Would you like to write something romantic on there?
Let's say, be there soon, babe. Hope these hold you over until I get there.
Are you serious, goose? Are you kidding me?
Hello?
Oh my god! I hope you choke on a turkey bone and die, or at least get food poisoning.
Aaron, that's your girlfriend Tracy. She's been on the phone. You're on Manny, Roy, and Lorenz War of the Roses.
Okay. What the heck is going on?
It's a segment on our show where we catch cheaters. Your girlfriend Tracy came to us because she thought that you may be cheating on her.
Wow.
So is Brittany your ex-fiance who lives in Ohio? That's what I'm guessing. We know all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Well, at least you're not. You just come right out and say it. So you guys are still together while you're together with Tracy?
Sort of. Maybe. Sort of. I don't know.
You didn't think that was a good idea to tell Tracy?
Well, Tracy is great, but I've only dated her 6 months.
Brittany is my ex-fiance. To cheat on someone.
And how long have you been broken up with Brittany?
A while, but still, that's just, I mean, when you have an ex-fiance, there's typically deeper feelings there than there is with someone 6 months.
They're also an ex for a reason.
Is Tracy even there anymore? Tracy?
Yeah. I'm trying not to say things I really should not say on the radio.
Well, we appreciate that.
I cannot believe this. Like, I thought there may be something up because he's, like, secretive about some things on his phone, but I just thought that was a dude. But seriously, like, you could have said we still have something going on. The fact that you sent her flowers saying, be there soon, babe, hope this holds you over, you're definitely going to hook up with her. And you probably have hooked up with her. You didn't even tell me.
Okay, so first of all, you're flipping out on feelings as opposed to me actually cheating on you. Like, I haven't slept with her since I've been with you.
So why would you send her flowers, though?
Because I'm going to see her when I go back to Ohio, and I wanted to...
You didn't think sending flowers to your, like, girlfriend, your current girlfriend was a good idea? You thought maybe...
I wanted to see if there's still feelings there with me and Brittany. But I'm not... Just because I sent flowers doesn't mean I'm cheating on her.
Okay, but the point is that you're not... See,
the door is open.
Yeah, Tracy thinks you're in a relationship, bro. A one-on-one relationship.
Yeah,
you're an adult.
I get that.
You know. Okay. Well, I don't think you do. And you're screwing your girl Tracy over here. So now she knows that she's single and she can jump on Tinder or Bumble and enjoy her Thanksgiving without you. That's all.
Well, whatever. That's
right, Tracy.
Fine,
Tracy. Right, Tracy.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get my grub on. If you want to say that.
Hey. All right, wow. Tracy, what do you want to say to Aaron? We're gonna hang up on him.
I really hope you get food poisoning or at least mono or something from the crazy ex.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Presented by Platinum Hair Bar. Email us mornings at kiss951.com. Still to come.
People are saying that he sounded a little bit like Blake Shelton, Aaron. Somebody said that they couldn't even concentrate on what he was saying because they thought he sounded like him.
Really?
He did have a little bit of a country draw, that was all.
Maybe that's it. So do I. Do I sound like Blake Shelton to you?
I don't know. Let me close my eyes. Keep talking, Roy.
Hi.
All right, Blake is here. We got great news to tell you about coming up just after 8 o'clock. Plus, we need to discuss, you know, he was going back like a jerk to see an ex, but we want to hear stories about when you brought someone back to your hometown for Thanksgiving. How did it work out when they met the family?